Full Circle Podcast on Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, Open Tech and Fossbox. Hello, world, and welcome to the Full Circle Podcast on Hacker Public Radio. With Mr. Les Pounder. Good evening, Les.
Good evening.
And we're continuing our series of interviews that Les recorded at the Open Tech Conference, which was held in London in May, and this is our second in the series of three interviews.
The Full Circle Podcast is the companion to Full Circle Magazine, the independent magazine for the Ubuntu community. Find us at www.fullcirclemagazine.org/podcast.
Next up, Paula from Fossbox.
Yeah, Fossbox. A very interesting topic of conversation. Paula is passionate about free software and open source, Ubuntu. As you hear, they have Fossbox Fridays, which is one Friday in the month where people can come along with any problem they've got, talk to someone and get it resolved. Free of charge, no pressure, just turn up and they'll help you as best they can, which I think is really good. It means it's a nice... That's why they're doing it. No barriers to entry. Just turn up and they'll sort you out. But they also do more bits and pieces, such as projects around the area, such as helping local communities with IT-related issues. They mainly favour open source, but obviously they cover a broad spectrum of support.
Okay, let's not waste any more time. We'll play that one in, and we'll see you on the other side of this one.
Full Circle Interview.
Okay, here I am with Paula Graham from fossbox.org.uk, and we're going to be talking about Fossbox and Open Tech 2011. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Let's start with Fossbox. First of all, what is Fossbox?
Well, it came out of a project. We were doing some work with some voluntary sector infrastructure organisations for a couple of years, and we did some pilots with Ubuntu while we had the time and money, and Fossbox sort of came out of that. So we found the kick when the original project finished, and we've carried on working with infrastructure organisations, trying to do two things really, partly just straightforwardly to move people towards open source, free and open source software from their Microsoft addiction, but also trying to kind of effect a change in the way people deal with information and knowledge. There's a tendency to hug it to people's chests, and we're trying to get more awareness of things like open culture and open access in that sector.
Oh, brilliant. Is Ubuntu a chosen distribution based on its merits, or is it because of your proximity to Canonical, perhaps?
No, it's really... I mean, merit is very difficult, isn't it? Every distro is good for something and someone.
True.
So it's not that it's the best distro. It's just that it's the most acceptable to the people that we work with, really. It has the best balance, because really we're kind of free software. Mm-hmm. But to do what we're doing, you have to be pragmatic. And
yeah.
I've always liked the way Ubuntu has trodden that quite well, in my opinion. You know, if they can use something free and open, they will. But they also have quite a pragmatic approach to providing a usable experience for non-technical end users. So
right.
That's the reason, really, we went for Ubuntu.
Right. I noticed as well, is there something called Fossbox Fridays as well that you do?
That's right, yeah. We kind of, we've been running for 2 years, and we've kind of tried everything and worked with quite a few organisations and got as much feedback as we can. And we've ended up with an approach to this, a mix of training, and at the moment we're in the process of expanding our training. We're going to start providing a basic Ubuntu maintenance course, which is for non-techies, just to get them able to look after their own computers. For that to be realistic, they need some kind of resource ongoing. So we started off with a kind of lug sort of arrangement, but that really didn't work. It's just too intimidating for non-technical people. So we do something much more laid back, volunteers come and hang about, and people from the voluntary sector come, and we just sort of match people up on the spot, so that they've got that ongoing resource.
Yeah.
We also kind of hook people into the Ubuntu chat channel where we can, but people prefer quite often just to talk to us. So that's another part of it. So it's kind of Ubuntu. We teach them how to install and maintain it, and we provide that ongoing resource so they kind of trust and know that that's there. It's sort of safe to, you know. So that's really what the FOSS Fridays are for. And obviously it's an opportunity for us to hang out or bond, because obviously we're quite a volunteer-led organisation.
So is FOSSBox just localised to, is it the London area that you're based in?
We're based in East London, and we work with infrastructure organisations mainly in East London. But because we're pretty much now the only organisation in the UK doing this, apart from a group in Manchester, and there was a group in Birmingham, but they've kind of disbanded, really. So it's pretty much us and an organisation run by someone called Anna in Manchester doing this. So we get people calling us from Wales, Scotland, you know. But obviously the bulk of our work is focused on the boroughs around the city.
That Just a quick aside, the one in Manchester, that's not done by Anna Morris, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, that's OK Computer.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah,
I help at that, yeah.
Oh, did you? I thought it's wonderful what Anna does. I've really got a lot of time for Anna. I think she's great. She's really fantastic. Yeah, and I think we're going to try and work together more in the future.
She's done a good event, she really has. There's another one for the end of the year as well. OK Computer 2, if I remember
rightly. Excellent. So. Yeah, we were talking a lot before she put that event on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of developing together now, you know, like sort of approaches that kind of, just to be able to work effectively with non-techies, really.
Yeah. It all helps, doesn't it, really? It helps raise the profile of Linux and Ubuntu.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah, it's all good stuff. And I think we're talking about doing more stuff with women as well. I think we've been talking a bit about forming some kind of women's group, maybe with the SFD, but I don't know yet. We'll see. But I think we want to develop, because we work supporting a lot of women, but there's very few women available to kind of help other women with training and so forth. So we're going to look at how we can work with that in the future. Yeah.
That's interesting. There is, I know a little about it, it's the Ada Lovelace Day, isn't there?
There is indeed, yeah. I need to contact those women. I don't actually know those women at all. I don't have very good links with Linux chicks, because they're much more open sourcey and kind of corporate.
Yeah.
So I know the people from Eclectic Tech Carnival much better, and women who are more free software oriented.
There was a talk.
Much more politicized.
Yeah, there was a talk at Open Tech regarding Ada Lovelace Day.
There was, yeah, but I didn't manage to grab the woman, unfortunately, so I need to contact her. But there's something called Eclectic Tech Carnival, which runs in Europe, and we can't run it in London because we're not in Schenken. So I'd quite like to do something else if we can in the UK that would be based around the gender changes and Eclectic Tech Carnival, the way they work.
Yeah.
An open event, basically.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Mm. On about events, Open Tech, what I mentioned a few seconds ago, you were there on the day, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there all day.
You were. Were you doing a talk on the day?
Yeah, I did a talk later on in the afternoon.
Yeah, what was your talk all about?
It was about the kind of action research approach that we use to put together a kind of effective way of bringing in non-techies and supporting them in a way that worked for them, basically. We use an action research approach that we started when I was, because I used to work with a group called Technology and Social Action, which was a ESRC-funded project about human-computer interaction for the voluntary sector. So we use those kinds of methodologies to work with our, you know, we did some work in depth with some groups just to work out what was needed. I talked about that.
Did you go to any other talks on the day?
Yeah, I saw the guy from, I can't remember his name, I saw the guy from, I think it was UK Uncut, who did a talk in the morning with Bill Thompson, and the woman from, we were just talking about Ada Lovelace. Talk as well, so I saw that.
Were there any talks on the day that really piqued your interest, that was really made you think about things?
Yeah, obviously the Ada Lovelace talk I was particularly interested in.
Was there anything else about the event that you liked other than the talks? I mean, the chance to network with other people.
Yeah, that was great. I made a lot of really, really good contacts. And I chatted to a guy who also did a talk in the afternoon in the same slot as I did. He's doing work with bringing kids into programming, and some of the methods that he's using I really like for kids, but I think they can also be adapted for women. And I've seen some work in Sweden doing something similar. So that was one of the best contacts. And I also actually finally met, I know there's another group of women doing some stuff around North London, but I didn't know who they were. I actually ran into them there and made the contact, so that was really good.
Has Fosbox got any events that you want to talk about that are coming up? Any meetings or any outings, anything like that you want to mention?
Well, at the moment we're fundraising like mad because we've got hit quite badly by the cuts, but we're also working on developing the Ubuntu maintenance course, which we'll make a nominal charge for, We're looking at the women's events, and Richard Melville, actually, we've been working with Richard Melville, who's developing low-power, really small form factor PCs, and we're looking at, he's got some really good ideas for reducing maintenance, like he's separating the operating system from the data completely, so the operating system can actually plug in on a module, you don't actually have to install it, and various other things. He's looking at developing a kind of backup system that distributes all the data across all the nodes on a network so that you can back up without, is a kind of form of you know, Uber reflexive backup, basically, effectively.
Yeah.
So he's looking at some of those ideas, and he's got a prototype for the box, so we're looking at developing that because it would fit in quite well with all the other things that we're doing. You know, it would take out the
problems
about hardware compatibility and that stuff, so we're quite interested in that.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically we're just developing, you know, we'll do Software Freedom Day eventually in the summer. And we're going to start another round of training in probably about 3 months. And obviously the FOSS Fridays are carrying on. But we've just done dozens of events. We had a real up between Christmas and March. We did about 8 events.
Mm-hmm.
And we're catching up with ourselves, isn't it? We'll do another one in about 3 months' time. But at the moment, we're concentrating on restructuring, basically, to deal with the new environment. We've got enough work in now that we know we're okay. Because for a while, when the cuts were hitting, the work was drying up, and we were really panicking all over the road. But the work's, because everyone now can see what they've got and who's left and all the rest of it, it's starting to move again, and we're getting enough work in from selling services that we know we're going to be okay. Yeah, but that's obviously been the last couple of months has been. But it's all kind of kicking in again now, and it's looking good for the future. So we're really exhaling and starting to plan the courses that we're going to run. Indeed,
that's good to hear. Right. Well, last question. Odd Camp is going to be August this year. Are you going to Odd Camp?
A chunk of Fosbox personnel are going to Odd Camp with a camper and some tents. They're promising us there'll be somewhere to camp.
Yeah, there is a campsite, isn't there? I know that one of my friends is camping, but I can't for life
remember
where
the campsite
is.
it won't be good.
No, I'm going to stay in the hotel.
I love camping.
Yeah, I'm not doing camping.
I love camping. It's quite pricey staying in a hotel, isn't it? Because, I'm a hotel in Surrey. It's going to cost an arm and a leg. Excellent.
Well,
okay,
that's
well,
all the questions. Thank you, Paula.
And we're back. Paula sounds really, really good to have a chat with, actually.
She's very knowledgeable. I mean, she's been doing this sort of work for years now, and she knows this stuff, and she's got lots of great ideas. So, I mean, if there's anyone in the London area who can go to Fosbox on Foss Fridays, or just in general, go down, have a chat, visit the website, and see what they can do.
What part of London do they generally meet in?
I think the nearest tube station is going to be Tower Hill.
That's fairly central.
Yeah.
That's very central, in fact.
Yeah, it's not a million miles away. I think it's where St. Catherine's Dock is, just a bit further along.
Feedback. You can post comments and feedback on the podcast page at fullcirclemagazine.org/podcast. Send us a comment to podcast@fullcirclemagazine.org. You can also send us a comment by recording an audio clip of no more than 30 seconds and sending it to the same address. Comments and audio may be edited for length. Please remember, this is a family-friendly show.
That was Les Pounder speaking to Paul Graham of Fosbox, the second of our three interviews from the folks of the Open Tech Conference. And that's it from this episode. For our third interview, see us here on the Full Circle podcast on Hacker Public Radio. From me, Robin Catling, it's thank you and goodbye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.